We are up to Chaloli, Gevi, Bechaluli. How do I find it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 lines to the bottom. On Tzamach Tzamach base, at 69B, 18 lines to the bottom.
Which way does the line?
Chaloli, Gevi, Bechaluli. One of the three of the yuchsin that are mentioned in the Mishnah came along. Now, the Mishnah lists 10. All we want to know is, how do I know Ezra brought them up? Where in the Pasuk do you see that he brought them up? The Mishnah says he brought them up. Where do we see it in the Pasuk? That the Gemara Chalolim in the Tanya. It's based on the following brisa, which brings a Pasuk to prove its point. G'day l'chazaka, now these two words, G'day l'chazaka, besides being a question on the test, is a, the Mishnah is telling me chazaka is very powerful. The Gemara is going to want to know, what was the power of chazaka? But first we're bringing it to prove that Chalolim existed. When Ezra came up, he brought along Chalolim, the Tanya. G'day l'chazaka, G'day l'chazaka, G'day l'chazaka.
That's not a quotation.
It's a statement. Shenemar, how do I know Chazaka is powerful? Shenemar, B'nai Kahanim, from the descendants of Kahanim, B'nai, I don't have the Hebrew here as a reading. How is it? Chaviyo, Chavoyo, what's the, what? Chavoyo. B'nai Akaitz, B'nai Barzilai, Asher Lokach B'nai's Barzilai Hagiladi, Isha. These were the descendants of Barzilai, who married one of Barzilai Hagiladi's daughters as a wife, the Yikra Shmam, and the family was named Barzilai. Ela Bitsuk Savim HaMasyachdim, they looked for their papers that proved their genealogy was kosher. Lenimtu, they could not prove that they were pure Yichr. These were Kahanim. They could not prove that there was no Chalolim involved. They had no way of proving that their forefathers had not married anybody. They weren't allowed to marry, like a guy, or like a grusha, or like a geyres. All those things would make halalim. They didn't have any proof that they didn't have that in their family. Therefore, since they couldn't prove it, vayigalum and akuna, they were word vayigalum. What?
Rejected.
Is that the way Archko tries to say it?
Yes.
Thank you. Rejected from kuhuna. Vayomer heter shasa lahem. Heter Shasa is Nechemya, and he's called Heter Shasa, because the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says he got a heter to drink Galatia wine as he served the king of Babel. So he's called Heter Shasa. He was Nechemya. He told them, Ashla Yechlu Mikaydish HaKadashim, they cannot eat Kaydish Kadashim, Arabai Akar in the Urim Betumim. Until Mashiach comes, there was no Urim Betumim in the second base of Mikdash. It's a way of saying, you fellows are not going to be able to eat Kaydish Kadashim until Mashiach comes. You can't prove your yichus, and therefore you're not going to be able to act as kahanim and eat kachik kadashim, because, I hate to break the news to you, you have no proof that you're kachik kahanim, and we can't let you eat kachik kadashim. Till Mashiach comes, and he'll tell us whether you're kachik or not. And I'm writing that kai lur of the tomb is a way of saying till Mashiach comes. Vamalam, this is what he told them. This is Rabbi Yaisi explaining what Heter Shasa told them. Hariyatim b'chazkaskim, you can continue doing what you were doing before. B'meha yisim eichlim b'gayla, in Bava, what were you eating? Kachi hagvol, truma. People gave trumas and maizus in Bava, albeit it was rabbinic, because it wasn't there to show. But you can continue eating trumas and maizus, you ate trumas and maizus in Bava, right? You did that while you were there, without proof that you were kahanim, but you acted like kahanim and said you were kahanim and ate truma and bava like kahanim, so you can do that here too. Avkanami the kachakul. So also to continue eating truma now. That's what Heter Shasa told them. Frank the Gemara said that's the chazaka. Continue doing what you were doing till now.
You weren't doing the
avoda
in
Bubble. You weren't doing any avoda there. You weren't eating kachim there, so you can't do that now, but you have no proof. But we're not going to take away what you were doing till now because you have a chazaka. Frank the Gemara, the Mandam, Ramayla, Matrum, Liyuchsin, Haridachu, Matrum, Asa, Laskinu. We got a problem here. You go to Bat Chazaka, people are going to say they're kosher kahanim, they're eating truma, and they're going to marry into their family. And meanwhile, they're going to come to say that they're okay. Ma'alim and truma liyuchsin. That truma is a proof of a kosher kayin. That's what the Ma'aliyam and Ma'alim and truma liyuchsin holds. That if you see a kayin eating truma, you can assume he's 100% kosher. He we see now. Not that way. Now, to Gemara, Shai Nuas and Rav Echash Kuzayu. Over here it's different. They're not eating kachim. When there's no kachim, and you see a kayin eating truma, assume he's a kosher kayin. When there is kachim, and everybody else is eating kachim, and this family can only eat truma, nobody's going to assume they're a kosher kahan. That's what the Gemara answers. Practice Gemara l'may g'day l'chazaka. So what is g'day l'chazaka? Stam, chazaka. G'day l'chazaka seems to say chazaka is very powerful. What's the power of chazaka? Dr. Gemara, the Mikara Achu B'Truma D'Rabbanon, B'Vasayim Achu B'Truma D'Raisa. In Babel, they were eating rabbinic truma. They came to Eretz Yisrael, he let them continue eat truma, but now truma is biblical. He allowed them to go because of chazaka from D'Rabbanon to D'Raisa. That's how powerful chazaka is. Not enough to introduce them to new things, but enough to maintain, even though the severity of eating truma in Eretz Yisrael is greater than the severity of eating it in Babel. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Second wide line. Yidai l'chazaka. Yesh mismach ala yavra. You can rely on it well. Big shuk samim ha-misyachsim. Sab yichusam. The papers that would prove that they're genealogically okay. Etra shasa. Nechemya b'chakal yakari kain. That's a for Ezra. The Gemara is Yishalmi nimtza. I thought it was a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. It's a Yishalmi. Hashem Shai Mashkel Melech, since he used to give drinks to the king, in those days, the king was very careful that he wasn't being poisoned, so the one who brought him the drinks had to drink first. So he had, in order to serve the king, he would have to drink the wine. In order to make sure there's no poison. So this is Drabonim. He drink Kaisha wine. This is Stam Yainam. This is not Yain. That's not nobody poured it for Avodah Zarah. But it's Stam Yainam, which is also Drabonim. They gave him a heter. The Kachnit Nikra heter shasa. He had a heter to drink. Aramayt Akayin Lori Betumim. So Adam Shayim L'Chaver Ad Yavim Mashiach. And somebody telling his friend until Mashiach comes. The Urim Betumim Lohayim B'Bayi Sheni. There was no Urim Betumim B'Bayi Sheni. Yamer Lohem. Right? He said you can't eat Kodesh Kedoshim. The inference is you could eat Truma. I can't ask you in Truma. Because you have a Chazaka. You exactly the bubble of Akla, the bubble you were eating it. Kachakvo, Truma Nachelis Bahomokum. Avkan, Alma. Now, what we wanted from this Gemara is, that you galu shmamin on the schalu and akuna, right? We rejected them from Gehura. They're chalolim, right? Chalolim. These are people that came up with Ezra, and they're chalolim. So we proved our point. The chalolim came up. The man that was acting sumas ma'alim b'truma liyoksin, a raya kayin echo b'truma b'vukaymai. You see a kayin eating truma in the city. Ain't tarif lizgalakim liyoksin. You don't have to check his yichas. A nice kayin beat there. The kayin can marry his daughter. Hanik even dachlu b'truma. Also, Askinu, you'll come and marry their children. Why wasn't Nechemya afraid of that? Well, Askinu, that people shouldn't be saying they're Kashal Yichas. Shani Hassam, Dereich Askisayu. No, Yitzchuk Lemechish Lahai, you didn't have to worry about it. Even the Shan Kahana Michael Mikhail and Amigdash, other Kahana were eating Kachi Amigdash, Behem, the Galu Behem, and they were rejected. Urech Askasim, the Yeshman Hecker, Le Yusel Askinu. He's a Hecker, and people won't come to bring them up. Hello, Dr. Rashi, keep the like in the mixer. He's in my title Kazaka. I'm Rabbi Yaisi. Title Kazaka, my Ravusa. How you doing? I'm in the Kazaka. Just say, how do I know Kazaka? Don't say, title Kazaka. But I'm a comer, Gedaila. Ravusa, I mean, it's from your Kiddush. Even though now there's more reason to worry, some chinnala. The answer is, before they were eating betumah drabbanan and betumah chutz
la'aretz. Why is there more reason to worry?
Because, no, betumah deraisa v'shabo la'aretz. What it's saying is, G'day l'chazaka seems to say, ignore a bigger worry. What's the bigger worry that we're ignoring because of chazaka? If it's the same, just say minayim l'chazaka. What's G'day l'chazaka? The answer is, we transfer them from Tumah Derabanan to Tumah Deraisa. Tumah Deraisa is more concerning, and still we rely on Chazaka. That's Kedai L'Chazaka, yes, doctor.
It seems to be often focused on Tumah, which, as you mentioned, is a Derabanan. We are ignoring another one of the obligations with regard to which last time I looked, is Deraisa. And also, then it involves a derisa obligation on the father and on the son if the father does not fulfill it, as well as if someone who is not a kohen takes the money, it would seem that that's connected. So there are a number of derises on this, on the side of Pidgin and Ben, which are not present at all, because there's no kachin, as is mentioned already.
Thinking about that doesn't bother me so much. Again, let me try to explain why it doesn't bother me. Because Misafik a kain does not have to pay Pinyin Aban if we don't know if he's a kain or not. That might be a very old variety. If Yisrael gives him the money, that's what you're worried about?
Well, first of all, there's a deraisa obligation on the father.
Again.
There's a deraisa obligation, a deraisa problem of Kinebah if someone takes money to which is not to them.
Again, I can only say the following. The honest answer is I don't know. But again, I would say again that the more concerning thing is dukening. It's a derisa for a Yisrael to duken. And were they dukening above or were they not dukening above is much more concerning to me than Pidgin Aben. And the Gemara doesn't mention that either. I don't have an answer.
That's a very good point. I didn't see a problem. Yeah. I can give you a brachy.
No. Duchening, getting up on the stage and duchening is an isser.
You're right. I'm not questioning your answer. That's why I didn't mention it. I was wrong.
Today's Kohanim are, in most part, they're
Safek
Kohanim, right?
We assume that if they have a Chazak of Kohanim, which is a Chazak.
They have a
Chazak. Yeah, their father was a Kohen, their grandfather was a Kohen, their great-grandfather was a Kohen.
Then why do people look for a Kohen who has the Yichud?
Today?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that looks like
family.
What?
The Rappaport family?
That's because it's Pinyin Aben. It's Machi of Derisa, as Dr. Schwab mentioned. That should look here. See, let me explain it. Everything else that a Kohen does today is his own problem, not my problem. He dukens and he's not a Kohen, not my problem. This problem. Why am I worried about it? He has a Chazaka of a Kohen, let him duken.
He's doing an Avera?
Maybe not, but he has a Chazaka.
That allows
him. Right. Pinyin Aben, by the way, it's only a chumrah to go look for a Rappaport. But if you want to be machmer, it's your mitzvah you want to take care of. So you don't want to rely on his chazaka. You don't want to. You could. I mean, let's say it this way. Till the last few years, the last 15 years, most people, I don't know today, because I don't involve that many Pinyin Aben, most people didn't look for Rappaports. I redeemed myself without a Rappaport. My Adam already had a Rappaport. You know what I mean? He already had his Rappaport for his Yuchas and the Grot. That's beautiful and wonderful. Again, I relied on Chazaka. He told me he's a Kayin. His father was a Kayin. So I relied on that. Nice to see them. People want to be Machmer. You can be Machmer anything you want. People listen to Megillah 5 times. You know what I mean? You can do whatever you want. It's a free country. Yes, doctor.
It's interesting. I always love it so much when I do this. But we've really got a case. We've got the case where we do not know the actual state of the room. But given current practice, that's the way to understand the doctor. It allows something to have enough of that state to bring about fulfillment at this time, at least until a future.
Correct. Right. I don't know. I'm not interested in shortening his cat. I hope you don't mind. But it's true. The Chazaka allows me to act as if things I know, as if I know even though I don't know. Exactly. I really don't care about Schrodinger's cat. He, as far as I'm concerned, it's dead. I just wanted to say what Chazaka is. Yes.
You see that you can take Chazaka and use it for certain things you can't. What are you using Chazaka?
Because Chazaka means we don't know, but we're not stopping current behavior. That's all I'm saying.
We don't know.
Chazaka is a way of acting when we don't know. There's no evidence. Chazaka is not a mirror. Let me explain. There are two ways that we do things. One is that we find out fact, or find out something that we assume is fact. And one is, I don't know. So the Torah told me our solution when you don't know is assume that things didn't change. Leave things on their current status.
And the question is that he's a Kohen.
Correct. That he ate Truma.
Oh, that
that he ate Truma. That's all he did.
But his
Chazaka was that he ate Truma. He never ate Kachem. We're not going to let him eat Kachem. Again.
What does Rebbe say?
No, I said it because the Pasuk said it. Nechemya said it. I'm not letting you fellows eat kachem. You never ate kachem until now. I don't have any evidence you're kayin. I'm not going to let you eat kachem. I'm not going to interfere to what you're doing till now because that's what Chazaka told me. Now, it's G'day L'Chazaka according to the first Teretz. We're not finished yet. It's G'day L'Chazaka according to the first Teretz because it elevated them from Truma D'Rabbanan to Truma D'Raisa because it's the very same thing. Yes, doctor. You have to raise you. I can't. I'm getting old. Yes.
You're still young.
You get to be my age. It's even harder.
Yes.
The talk has got to be more than what you just said. I believe the language you use in the Ashram is we allow you to do what you've been doing. It's got to be more than that, because it seems to me that the person who does something up to such a decision does not have a fair on their register.
Correct, because that's what the tyrant told me to do.
I mean, the nature of a derisa is that it causes change in state of the person who does it.
Again, I'll say it one more time. Chazaka is the Torah's way of telling somebody how to act when we don't know. Something derives from the Chumrah is when there's no Chazaka. When there is a Chazaka, the Torah told me, proceed. This is what the Torah told me to do. I am not going to get punished for relying on Chazaka. That's what the Rabbinic rules of the game are.
More than just allowing something to
disappear
and making it look different,
which
is different.
Okay, fine. I hear what you're saying, but that's what I meant.
I mean, you're saying it's different versus,
Right there, let's go. I hear what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing. Yes. Vibai Seba. Loyalam Hashtanam Vidrabar Rachum Vidraisa Layachum. The second Tarot says, we did not elevate him to Truma D'Raisa. Nechemya says you can continue eating Truma D'Rabbanan. Even in Eretz Yisrael, there is Truma D'Rabbanan, Truma of fruits and vegetables. Because biblically speaking, the only thing chayiv in Truma is grain, wine, and oil. Grain, grapes, and olives. There is no chayiv Truma on oranges and apples, or on green peppers and red peppers, only D'Rabbanan. So Nechemya told them, your Chazaka allows you to continue eating the same level Truma you ate till now. You cannot go up to Derisa like the first Teretz held. You can stay where you are. And therefore, that answers the question of Achimaskinim and Truma Liyuxin. We had a question, how can we allow them to eat Truma? People might misread it. The answer is Midiraisa, only when you eat Truma Derisa do we allow you to take it as Yichas Midrabban and Lemaskinon. So the Chemya didn't have to worry about that. So what's G'day L'Chazaka? Just say Chazaka. G'day L'Chazaka seems to say there's a power to it. We're not elevating, we're not doing anything. And for the Gemara, I'll tell you what G'day L'Chazaka is. The Mikara Lekala Migzim Mishum Shum D'Raisa. When they're in Bavo, there was no fear of confusion between rabbinic Truma and biblical Truma because there was no biblical Truma. So therefore, they ate rabbinic truma, and we had nothing to worry about. The Messiah, now they came to Eretz Yisrael. And Nehemiah tells them, according to this Terence, you're allowed to continue eating your truma d'rabbanan. You cannot eat your truma d'raisa. So now there's a fear of confusion, right? They're getting truma, and we have to be careful what truma they can and can't eat. So maybe we should say, it's wonderful chazaka, but on the other hand, we have a fear here that they might end up eating truma d'raisa. D'rabbanan achol, the d'raisa l'achol, and don't be afraid of that. Chazaka says, leave them alone. Let them eat truma d'rabbanan, don't make it zera. So there's two shots in the Gemara and Gzayla Chazaka. First shot in the Gemara and Gzayla Chazaka says, Chazaka has the power to elevate Midrabanan to Adaraisa. Second shot says, no, it doesn't. Chazaka says, don't make Gzayrus that they might come to confuse the Rabbanan and Adaraisa. Rashi. Zok Rashi, Hashanami Truma Drabanan Rachel to Kizmikara, Umay Nihu, Zok Rashi, Umay Nihu, what is Truma Drabanan Eretz Yisrael? Truma's Paris, me Eric. Truma d'raisa, dog interiors for Yitzhak and Echo. Lekhil the Migzim Shem Truma Saritz. So they have a Gabayo. They didn't have Truma d'raisa. Period. Dog to Gemara Baiter. But the second Teretz has a problem. Migzok says, Vayayimah et Eshas Olahem. Let's listen to the Pasuk about Nehemiah. He tells them, Asher lo yoichlu mikaydish HaKadoshim. Mikaydish HaKadoshim would lo yoichlu. Hokam midinechol. Doesn't that seem to say they're restricted from kachim, but they can eat even truma d'raisa? Because if they couldn't eat truma d'raisa, he should have said that. He didn't say that. He just said you can't eat kachim. Isn't that proved the first teretz right? And for the Gemara, hachi kamar, loy midi the mikri kaidish, loy midi the mikri kachim. Kaidish hakadashim split into two. You can't eat kaidish, and you can't eat kachim. What is kaidish? Loim immediately ikri kaidish, nechsev chazar lo yoichlu kaidish. Truma. Truma is called kaidish. Asher lo yoichlu akahan, asher lo yoichlu. What's the words? He told them, asher lo yoichlu mi kaidish. And kachim. Not kaidish akadashim. One thing. We're translating it now, don't eat kaidish and don't eat kachim. What? Kachim, what is kachim? I'm a crow about kayin, but you see, Lizar, he betrumas a kachim like Taycho. A kayin who, Gehenneth, a bat kayin who marries a Yisrael. Even if her husband dies without children, he can go back for truma, but not for kachim. And the pasuk says, trumas a kachim, but I'm a mire, but murim in a kachim like Taycho. But separated, chas of a shaykh, kachim. So the answer to this question. Did Nehemiah ever told them to can't eat truma? He did tell them to can't eat truma. We're taking the word kaidish hakadashim and splitting it in half. You didn't bring me any water, if you don't mind.
Oh.
Rashi.
Chazaka is
spot. Rashi. I knew I was looking for water. I couldn't find it. The Rashi. Chazar lo yechu kaidish kalaisa inyum adabim betruma v'lai v'kachim. Talking about thank you. It's talking about truma that somebody who sunsets but still has to bring a carbon the next day is allowed to eat. Let me the dikri kachim chazu v'shek shlomim the ashkelim the dikri kachim the more my kachim chazu v'shek. I feel that zera ain't low even if she has no children. The chazeres v'shava beisavia chazeres l'truma vein the chazeres l'chazu v'shek. She goes back for truma, does not go back for the right of eating chazu b'shek. Fine. So, at this point, this is where the test is up to, by the way. We know he brought up chalolim. So we know he brought up kahanim, levim, yisraelim, chalolim. We're 4 out of 10 so far. Gevi b'charuri minalam. Where does it say in the pasuk that he brought along converts? Included were people who separated them from the impurity of the nations of the world, meaning Chayim, Aleihem, who became Jews. So here we have the Pharisees that he brought along, Gerim.
Could people have just stayed...
What?
stayed true. They were not affected. They're Jewish people. They're regular people. They're regular Jews.
No, no, no. Kohanim don't be tumas goyei aretz. Doesn't sound like they're talking about Jews. I mean, they're now Jews. Not they're regular Jews. It said they brought up Jews. Why does he have to say Zechol HaNivdo? He's bringing along some other category. And that doesn't necessarily say Frid Avadim. But Gerim Harurim are really the same status. They're both Nivdo Mitumas Aretz, different levels, but therefore it includes both. Mamzeri says he brought along Mamzerim. So we really took care of. So Kayan Levi Yisrael Chaloli Geri Haruri. We're 6 out of 10. Mamzeri. Where does it say that he brought along Mamzeri? It says, Yishma Sambalat HaGarayni. Sambalat was some Harayni. V'tuvya HaEvan Amayni. And Tuvya, who was some Amayn, he was an Evan. Ksiv, it says about these people, Ki Rabim B'Yehuda, there were many Jews who lived in Yehuda, Bali Shu'alai, they were obligated with an oath to him, meaning they were his allies. Why? Ki Chasanhu L'Shchanya Ben Aruch, Sambalat was a son-in-law of Shchanya Ben Aruch, B'Yochanan B'nai, and Yochanan Sambat's son, Lachik as Bas Misholim Ben Barachya. Now, that means there had been marriage between Mr. Sambalat, who was a guy, who married Shchanya Ben Aruch's daughter, who was a Jewish lady, and Yochanan Sambalat's son, who was a guy, married the daughter of Meshalom Ben Brachia. So there was an intermarriage of Gayim and Yidden, and he was a very powerful person because of his familial connections, and therefore he wanted to stop the building of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the story there is about, but it's nothing to do with us here. He wanted to stop it, and saying that he had a lot of allies because people were beholden to him because he was connected very well in the Jewish circles. He was a guy who was a son-in-law by a Jew, and so was his son, and they obviously were powerful people, and therefore they could make a lot of trouble. Now, Savar, and we hold, now this Gemara holds, so where's Mamzerim? The answer is, Sambalad the guy marries a Jewish girl, the kid's a Mamzerim. And so does... And so does his son. It's a machlokes tanoim. There's a machlokes tanoim in the Sefer Yevamos. If a guy marries a Jewish girl, is the kid Jewish? Or is the kid, is the kid kosher? Or is the kid a mamzer? So this Gemara goes that it's a mamzer. We're not paskening here. We're saying the man diyamas. In fact, the Gemara hanichu le man diyamas ravlad mamzer. That helps according to the man diyamas says the law is the mamzer. Man diyamas ravlad kosher mayichu le maimar. And Sue, furthermore, my the Havi Le Bunny, who said those marriages produce kids. Doesn't say Sambalat had kids from this Jewish woman. Just says he married a Jewish woman. Dilma Le Havi Le Bunny. Doesn't prove there were Mamzerim. The Sue in the third question, my the Hachi Havilu, the Sliku, Dilma Hassam Havu. Who says they came from Bavo? It says Ezra brought up Mamzerim from Bavo. Sambalat might have been living in Eretz Yisrael beforehand. He didn't come up with Ezra. Let me explain. There were many Jews in Eretz Yisrael by the time Ezra came up. In fact, Ezra came up after the starting of the building of Beis HaMikdash. Nehemiah preceded Ezra, and he went up to Eretz Yisrael to try to help them build the Beis HaMikdash. Ezra came years later. Ezra didn't go right away. Gemara and Gila asked, why didn't Ezra go right away? The Gemara said, because his Rebbe was alive, and his Rebbe was too old to travel, and he stayed behind to be with his Rebbe. To learn Torah. Baruch ben Eriya, who was a Talmud of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. So the Gemara brings a Raya, Gdaila, I forgot the Lashna Gemara, Gdaila, Yaisimi Binyam Beis HaMikdash, that Ezra didn't leave till later because he stayed around to, with his Rebbe to learn Torah. So, this Gemara Megillah, Tazayin of Beis. So the Ezra didn't go up till later. There were Jews there already. So how do we know Sambalat came with Ezra? Sambalat, that might have been there before. And it's saying, Ezra brought along Mamzerim. I don't see any Mamzerim that he brought along. So we have three questions on this being the source of Mamzerim. A, it's only going on one among the Abad that says that this kind of a marriage produces Mamzerim. B, we're assuming they had kids, we have no Raya. And C, who says they came with Ezra? Rashi. The Rashi, assuming my Davali Banu Latubya Ulu Bidai Minashim Alolu. How do I know that they had children? Mibash Chanya, Mibash Mishalom. I mean, the Tuvia Evid married the Jewish woman. The Sue, I feel the Oilam, Mimidim, Mibabal, Oysum Nashim, Abneim, Numabat, the Shalom, Oysum, Megdalia. They might have been there the whole time. Oysum, Chanya, Mishulam. Maybe they were there all the time. Misham Nasu, Tuvia, Oys, when they say him. Right, Bilayak, period. Okay. And for the Gemara, Elamahacha. Now, this source is going to be a pasuk that makes zero sense to us, or at least a difficult pasuk. At least the Gemara finds it, needs explanation. And this is going to prove that he brought up Mamzerim. It says, Ve'elu ha'olam mitel melach. Now, I'm going to read the pasuk simply. These are the people that came up, assuming tel melach is the name of a place. Mitel charsha. Again, the name of a place, the Mound of Harsha. Kruv, how does the next word read in Hebrew? I don't have the Likudas. But, Kruv Adain, again, I would say it's the name of a place. And they weren't able to prove their Judaism.
Where are these places at?
Bo. If you learn simple Pshat in Bobo. These were places. Three places. Tel Charsha and Kruv Adain, and they came, people came from there and couldn't prove their Judaism. What? Can't hear you. In Yisroelheim, if they were Jews.
How did they prove they were Jews? That certificate, based in?
Adam that said they were from this family.
In other words, it went back 3 generations or 20 generations?
They didn't have to go back too far because their goal was only 70 years.
I see.
Today would be much harder. But the Gemara will deal with that later on in this pairing, about how you prove Yichus today. Yes, after.
Two things. First, a minor point. Rabbi Foreman put the comment. Okay, Rabbi.
Thank you. Not good.
The other was actually what you just said. He said through Adam. Now, we've been making reference to documentation.
Same thing. Documentation is good like Adam. It has to be documentation that we rely on. I can write documents too.
Okay, but yeah, no,
that would be the same as Adam, right?
I mean, it is of interest that we have a number of clay tablets from Babylonia at this time, of which over 90% are on Iranian.
Right.
There's a great deal of documentation in Babylonia.
Could be. But the documentation has to mean something. I can make documents
it has
also.
To be, it's right. Agreed. It has to be a legal document.
Right. Okay. Now the Gemara darshans the names of these cities. Because I don't know if the Gemara is saying there were no such cities. I'm not sure. Or the Gemara is saying it doesn't make sense that we should be identifying which cities they came from. I don't know what's bothering the Gemara. Tell Melech. Elu b'nei Adam shadayim b'masayim l'masayim z'dayim. Shenapcha l'tel melech. Tel melech is not referring to a city. It's referring to people who acted like the city that turned into salt, which is z'dayim. Tel charsha. Charsha comes from the fact that they're told to keep quiet. Zeh shekai ra'aba b'ima m'shtakasayim. That means they came from places that they were told to hush.
They were
Shroim. These were people that acted in a non. They lived with Araya, correct? Like in Zayim.
They had those milos or lack of milos.
Correct. Tel Charsha is they came from a city that children were told to hush, which means they didn't know who their dad was. And Kruv Adain. I'm sorry. I skipped. And Layaklu Lahagad Beis Avaisim Bazarim and Mishrolim couldn't prove their Judaism. They didn't even know who their mother was. And Kruv Adain, Amar HaKadosh Baruch, Amar Adain, Amar Rebbevo, Amar Adain, Hashem said, Ani Amarti Yisrael Lufanai Cheshuvim Kekruv. I wanted them to be like Malachim. Right? Behem, and they, some of them Kenamar, and they made themselves like leopard, all spotted, which leopards don't care who they mate with. And therefore, Amar Adain Kruv is, Hashem said, I wanted them, Kruv Adain. The master said, I wanted them to be like a Kruv. And they didn't. Kruv is Malachim. What?
Angelic creature.
I know.
Yosef HaKruvim. That's not what it means here. Yeah. When I'm worth the dot, nobody else. I can't prove what I'm going to say now, but I know it's a fact. When Amor Sadat came to Eretz Yisrael, he said a speech. And Menachem Begin said a speech in the Knesset. This is going back before most of the people in this room were born. And, maybe not. And then, Menachem Begin said, Yashiv HaKruvim. And the translator said, fits with the cabbages.
Fits with the what?
Fits with the cabbages.
Oh, I was wondering about that.
These do they have bad meters the way they're
written? I'm not, again. Oh, that's what the Gemara says. You're asking the wrong guy about leopards. Okay. Yeah, but again. Right.
Exactly.
My turn.
Exactly.
Yikidi Amri, Amr Rebbevo, Amr Adin, Hashem said, Ava Bisha Samu Atmu Kenamer, even though they act like leopards, Chashubim Lufana Kekruv. To me, they will always be my holy nation. Rashi. It's a good place to end, a good positive. Rashi. Zuck Rashi, the Maisha Zayim Shemigala Araya, Zuxiv Roim Bechatoim, Roim Begupim Bechatoim Bebevayin, Avinim Bechelik, the Mokhul Itzin the Chavrei Mapila. If somebody hit a friend's wife and caused her a miscarry, Amaloy Tabiga Bokha de Mahabra. They gave the woman to the man and said, make her pregnant again. Called Gila Ryan. I am Zerim Magabi Yisrael. Karsha Lashem Machrisha. Mesavaisam Lashem Quiet. Mesavaisam Abib Zaram Imai Zah Sufi. Dil Shtuki Makalaydi Imai Shim Yisrael. Shtuki at least knows who his mom is. Bokhala Yadim Yisrael. Amar Adan. The Saras Samikra. Adarish Adan. Kamei Adan Hashem. Amar says, we have a Kruv, Adar Ve'Amar, right? Adar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kekruv, Kedoshim, Kekruvi HaKadosh, Kechayas HaKadosh, Tuchsim Be'Pnei HaKruv. Kenamer, Kenamer Zeh, Kechayazu, She'en HaMakpedes B'Zuk Chaverta, that doesn't care about the mate of its friend. So over here we prove Mabzerim Shtukim and Asufim.
Because the miscarriage, they tell the
guy. In Zayim, we're not talking about this. In Zayim, the way it was, if you caused a woman to miscarry, they said to the person, now get her pregnant again. No, Zayim is not,
I got you.
Everybody should have a Freilichen Zayim Chavika, and Shilas should be in Kabul. And a wonderful Shabbat.
Let's reread it. Number six.
Is that the...
Why does a paraffin solution only work for Avadim, not for Shemchat? It's supposed to be for Mamzerim.
That guy who spoke from the...